Hi-de-ho, neighbors. Thank you for joining us today. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And we're just, this is what we do. This is the purpose for the Mormon Channel, is to give you an uplift. We just want to make you feel happy and feel a little joy and put a smile on your face. There's so many things out there to be sad about, right? So we just want to put a little smile on your face, make you feel a little inspired. So stick with us. I'm your host, Shauna Thompson. Always happy to be here with you. So Joseph Grant gave us a little Facebook message. He says, "It's nice to plug in my headphones and listen to the Mormon Music Channel as I wind down for sleep each night. I'm always talking about the Mormon Music Channel. I love the Mormon music. I do. So this, if this is putting you to sleep in a good way, more power to you, Joseph Grant. So that's a great idea. You know, if you're having a hard time falling asleep, plug in the Mormon Music Channel, and it's a wonderful way to lull you to sleep. So there you go. Thank you, Joseph, for your comments. I've got Albert Polson in here from the Mormon Channel team. Hi.
Hi. I know we have Paul in all the time, but I just wanted to remind you what the Mormon Music Channel is for those of you out there.
Yeah, go for it.
Right now you're listening to our mainstream on the Mormon Channel. So what you're hearing is a lot of talk radio. You're hearing wonderful things from Shauna Thompson. Lots of great programming that I'm sure you're finding inspiring. But occasionally, if you want a little bit more easy listening, something that you can just kind of put on in the background while you have dinner or whatever, log on to Mormon Music or MormonChannel.org and click on our music stream, which is the Mormon Music Channel that Shauna just mentioned. And that's just if you go up on the website, I believe it just says Ways to Listen. I believe that's where it is. And you just click on the Mormon Music Channel. You can listen that way. And that is 24 hours a day, seven days a week. So there's lots of ways. And while we're on the subject, there's another stream. There's the Spanish stream. So if my English is so terrible for you right now, like Shauna says, Canal Mormon. So if Spanish is the language of your choice, that's a great place to go as well. So I just wanted to remind everyone, just a really quick reminder. I know most of the stuff we talk about on the Mormon Channel, most stuff you hear, it's good for the whole family.
Yeah.
But it may be a little above your children's heads. So if you have an 8 or 9 year old and they're probably not listening to me and Shauna on the Mormon Channel daily. However, we do have programming for your kids, and it's Scripture Stories. So if you haven't checked out Scripture Stories yet, check it out. It's a wonderful program. I heard last week Tamalise was reminding us about the Scripture Power song. Scripture Power, you know that song?
Yes.
Anyways, that's our theme song. So whenever you hear that, come on. Yeah, exactly.
It's so awesome.
Exactly. It's wonderful. So whenever you hear that, come on, you know there's a Scripture Stories coming. We play on this stream all the time. Not all the time, but we play it several times a week.
Yes.
Usually Saturday mornings is a great time to catch it, which is when your kids would normally be watching Saturday morning cartoons. So why don't you listen to Scripture Stories? But if you can't pull them away from the TV, from those cartoons, whatever they're watching, or they have something else planned for the weekend, just log on. You can download any of the Scripture Stories.
Oh, yeah.
And you can get it on the app as well. You're right. Exactly. But you can download any of the Scripture Stories. Basically, the idea is we go through the different books of Scripture. We've done the New Testament. We've done the Book of Mormon. And we've done the Doctrine and Covenants. And then hopefully we'll do the Old Testament sometime in the near future.
Yeah.
But for right now, you can listen to Scripture Stories from all those books of Scripture. You can follow along. There's a manual you can buy from the Church Distribution Center if you want to follow along closely. Anyways, check out Scripture Stories.
It's
awesome. We have so many fans. And kids love it. It's kids teaching kids, really. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Kids teaching kids the Scriptures. So
it's so cute. It's well worth checking out. So if you're kind of looking for a new twist, some more teaching tools for your kids, it's definitely worth checking out.
Best place for them to go on the Mormon Channel.
Well, you know, it's the time for the song of the day, and you know how I love it. Brought to you by the Mormon Music Channel, where you can access the latest Latter-day Saint music, just like Albert said, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And just reiterating what he said, you go to MormonChannel.org and click on the Mormon Music Channel, and there you go. There it is, pulled up for you. So today's song is Oh My Father, featuring Fiddlesticks. I have to smile every time I say it because it's my favorite name. So did you know that this group is comprised of Marco Davis and his three daughters? This is why I think it's so precious. Rebecca, Catherine, and Elizabeth. Now, the group got its start in 1991 while living in Tacoma Park, Maryland. Then they moved to Orem, Utah, but now the girls live all over the place, from Boston, Mass, to Hawaii, to Korea. Hello. So I think it must be kind of hard to practice.
And no kidding.
Practice
my
Skype?
Goodness.
How do they
yeah,
do that?
I guess Skype, yeah.
All right. So, you know, however they get it together, they're awesome. So here we hope you'll enjoy Oh My Father featuring Fiddlesticks.
Oh My Father, thou that dwellest when shall I regain thy presence and again behold thy face? In thy holy habitation did my spirit once reside in my first primeval childhood. Was I nurtured near thy side? I had learned to call thee Father through thy Spirit from on high. But until the key of knowledge was restored, I knew not why. In the hands our parents single, no, the thought makes reason stare. Truth is reason. When I leave this frail existence, when I lay this mortal by, Father, Mother, may I meet you in your royal courts on high. Then at length, when I've completed all you sent me forth to do, with your mutual approbation, may I come and
if you're just joining us, you've just heard the Mormon Channel song of the day, Oh My Father, featuring the group Fiddlesticks. From all over the world, they are. So if you to hear this song and other great Latter-day Saint music, log on to the Mormon Music Channel, just like we said before, just saying again so you remember, at mormonchannel.org, or you can tune in with your mobile phone. So a little bit earlier, we were talking about technology mm-hmm. and how I'm just so not techno-savvy. I'm just not. I'm learning, but we just bought our daughter an iPad. We sat outside of the store, for like an hour and a half while some guy talked her through all the things that she needed to know, and I thought, that completely stresses me out.
Yeah.
So I know it's important, and we got to have it, and it's great, but I just feel like I'm completely overwhelmed with it.
It's okay. I think most people feel the same way.
Really?
Quick story. I served a mission years ago, mm-hmm. and when I was a missionary, I kind of, well, let me give you a little background. Before I went on my mission, I had about a year where I decided I wasn't going to watch any TV. Mm-hmm. And I didn't watch a single bit of TV.
Really?
And it was so good for me. It helped me prepare for my mission. I was so enlightened. And I just decided as a missionary, I said, I never want to have a TV in my house. It's so evil. There's horrible things, you know, whatever
yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
And I had a great experience not watching that TV.
Sure.
So I'm sitting in a mission in an interview with my mission president, and he is such an inspired man, and I thought he was going to be so proud of me, and I was just, we were talking about life and things, and I said, mm-hmm. and you know, president, the one thing I don't want a TV in my house at all. I've decided that we're not going to have a TV, we're never going to have it, mm-hmm. and I think we'll be happier with that. We'll be happier without that.
Yeah.
And as wise and wonderful as he is, he just looked at me and he was just kind of almost like shaking his head a little bit. He's like, Elder Polson. And you're like, oh no. You know, he's like, he described his experience and he said, you know, he said he had some neighbors once who did the same thing. They decided in one big grandiose move, they were going to get rid of all the technology and shun their kids from it.
Sure.
And the thing that he observed was that their kids went and found it anyway, and they went somewhere else.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, now their kids were finding it elsewhere without their parents' influence and without their parents' guidance. And now those parents
– discovering all the dark stuff.
Exactly. And now those parents had lost the opportunity to teach their kids how to use it for good.
Yeah.
And so I think that's why – and so – I have a TV in my home, and we're trying to teach.
No.
Yes,
what?
And we're yes, I know. And somebody, I'm not judging you if you don't. I understand
no,
if you
no,
don't.
No, it's personal choice.
But
yeah.
I think it's a great opportunity to teach people how to use technology for good. And so with computers and cell phones and everything like that, if you can use that as a tool for education in your home and teach your kid how to make good choices,
yes,
they'll be able to make good choices when you're not there in the future.
Yes. Well, I think that's
my
wonderful
soapbox
no,
for
I
the
loved
day.
It.
Let me
I
get off my
it.
Soapbox.
And to
for
know
a second.
That you have a TV in your house,
yes.
That's even better. Well, you know, I mean, Elder David A. Bednar, he gave this CES address. Mm-hmm. At BYU Idaho, and he counseled us on this very thing, and he said for us to ask ourselves two questions about our own technology use, and this is what he had to say.
Does the use of various technologies and media invite or impede the constant companionship of the Holy Ghost in your life? Does the time you spend using various technologies and media enlarge or restrict your capacity to live, to love, and to serve in meaningful ways?
Okay, so I think now we turn that on ourselves and we ask ourselves those two questions about technology and technology use and what we're viewing and how we're using it. And are there maybe some adjustments that we need to make in our technology-based habits, because they're everywhere? I mean, it's just every day. So we'd love to hear from you, our listeners, about what you've learned about your technology use and after you've asked yourselves these two questions and any adjustments that you've made afterward. We'd love to hear your comments on that, because, you know, we learn from each other and we love your comments, because sometimes you'll pose ideas and thoughts that we didn't even think about. So please, by all means, send your comments to us via Facebook or email. And you know how to get a hold of us. You can email us at mormonchannel@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. So give us your thoughts. Put it to the test and then let us know. Let us know how it worked for you.
Can I put an invitation out here?
Yes, absolutely.
I was just thinking that, you know, you may, if you're listening to our show today, we all come from different backgrounds. We all mm-hmm. have different experience.
Yes.
And maybe you're that person out there who's listening and saying, you know, I've made some bad choices with technology. But you're making a good choice today. And I'm not just saying that because Shauna has a great show and we want to promote that. But you're listening to good things today and you're watching good things today, hopefully. Let that grow within you. You know, we hear in the Book of Mormon about that seed, and mm-hmm. we plant that seed. And maybe even if you've made bad choices, let this seed grow within you.
Yeah.
And I promise you, you'll just be so happy. So listen to Elder Bednar's comments and grow within you. So anyways.
There you go. So you've taken your first step today.
There you have.
I'm glad that you said that. Thank you. So you know what? And we're glad. We're glad that you join us. And if you continue to join us, we hope that we're giving you exactly what it is that you need to hear, and because that's our main goal, is just to make sure that we're giving you what you need. So keep joining us, keep listening, because we promise you that you'll be uplifted. And as you're taking your first step towards better technology use, here we are.
There you go.
Mormon Channel. There we are. All right. So wherever you are right now in this world, wherever you are and whatever you're doing, we're just glad that you're there and that you're listening. So until tomorrow, this has been Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Take care, everyone.